if there's somebody else who'd like to add.
Probably, which is Under the Water, snorkeling. It's just, we were snorkeling off of the big island of Hawaii a few months ago, and it was just fabulous. I just looked, and I could have just been going, and the big turks coming towards us, swimming in the water, and the hundreds of little fish of every assortment. It was just wonderful. It just seemed to be just Jack and I there, and looking, and it was absolutely fantastic.
Amazing.
Quite contrary to one of our favorite places, which is the west coast of the island. Yes, the feel, the smell, the sounds, the tactiles of it all, and the moss hanging down, and feel that it's one.
The moss. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yeah. Welcome for those that just joined. Yeah. Have you had a chance to eat supper?
No, we avoided supper.
Oh, okay. Well, if you change your mind, do feel free. But anyways, you're very welcome. My name's Carmel.
We're sort of dropping in to see.
Yeah,
lovely.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for sharing. I want to talk a little bit, and maybe now's a good time, about the structure of our belonging, I guess would be a way to put it. The way that we're really trying to approach this is that, I'm going to start from around. I wonder if we could, as another way to begin and get to know each other a little bit, is to, within, you know, one or two words, let us know what concerns, what is it that's really brought you to this gathering? Because I think that those of us that are gathered are a group of concerned citizens. And so what is it, what are those fears, or what is it that you're worried about? Why are you here? And we're not going to go around in a circle, but I just really welcome you to say those words aloud.
So, I really want to hear.
Yes, for the next generation.
And last.
That's right.
I'm here because I figure out I'm the only one. I can't get all the So I would like us to just take us some steps backwards and think back of how our ancestors used to live. And I saw in the paper the other day a woman who's going without plastic, and I thought, Good for you. I wish I could take steps like that. I was just going to say, I couldn't hear what you're saying, but our grandchildren are going to be here too. We're not allowed to bring that person. We have to bring musical stuff. And for school, we have to bring healthy food, healthy vegetables, healthy snacks. And our little friends can make
So maybe a lot of things in our house.
So maybe it is happening. What is
wrong? We have a generation that learns from it. But maybe it has to have to change us.
What other concerns?
Well, I'm concerned about the lot of death that's spreading through the pipelines, and they're trying to spread more. And I know that it is the cause.
And maybe just in a few words, as we maybe let's take a bit more of a global perspective. What are some of those images that we're seeing, or those things that can cause us to kind of despair and become paralyzed as we sort of look at the magnitude of them? What are some of those?
The air quality of the museum. Those are
frightening pictures.
Yeah. Very. It's a bit like the mask.
Air quality, yeah.
The destruction of Leyte Antigone City in the Philippines.
Right.
Yeah. If you can repeat some of them loudly, Carmel,
yeah.
Not everybody can hear it. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And what was yours? Yeah.
The typhoon in the Philippines.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The typhoon in the Philippines.
Climate disasters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Events.
Climate events. GMO, genetic modification.
Seed saving knowledge being lost.
Thanks. It's
I think we've lost touch with the environment. Mm-hmm. We've lost touch with our spirituality. I think we've gone crazy with materialism and wanting stuff.
Yeah.
And I mean, to me, that underlies all these other things. I'm afraid about all these other things that I'm hearing, but
yeah.
I've been asking myself why. And I think it's that.
And the farther we go from the land, of course, the less care we take of it.
Well, thank you all for connecting the dots. What I was hoping to do next. So I think we've helped us get back into the center. It's interesting when we ask the question, what are those concerns? What is it that we fear? When we start to become aware and to glimpse the magnitude of suffering that's going on in our world, We don't need to look very far. I can simply walk out my door in the east side. I can simply call up my friend, and I know that there is profound suffering. And I know it in my own life, too. There is profound suffering. The minute I open a newspaper or log on online, I become aware of the suffering that is all around the world. And it's a magnitude that is completely overwhelming and paralyzing. I think that paralysis, and Dietmar will speak to this, has some interesting forms and shapes that it takes. I think it takes a form of despair. I think it also takes a form of apathy. And as a young person, I hear that a lot, that question of, where are all the young people? As a young person involved in the church, I hear it a lot. Why aren't young people involved in the church? And that question is difficult for me, but I think we need to remember that when we look at the magnitude of the suffering that is going on, we see the magnitude and then we see the smallness of our own life immediately right beside it. And we go, how on earth can I do anything about this? This is just beyond me. And I think especially for those of us that live in either historical privilege or in geographical places of privilege, it's a little bit easier to just say, okay, well, I'm going to push it over there. I'm going to compartmentalize. So I think there's many different forms of paralysis. But what I think is so transformational about this kind of approach and what we're doing tonight, and I know all of us have come in with ideas of what it would look like and who people would look like and what the space would look like and what the food would be like and what it would be like in 10 weeks from now. What's so transformational about this is that it's the response to huge, huge, complex problems and suffering. And so that's what we're really going to be exploring tonight, is how does this global suffering connect to my life? How is it that I'm a part of that? And that's a really difficult idea, because one, it says that my life and the choices that I make and my thoughts and my heart, they affect. They have a ripple effect all around the world. And that's a really terrible, terrible idea to believe. It's also a really wonderful idea to believe, because it says also what I do in my own life can lend to peace. It can lend to the healing as well. And so I am my own maker. I can control my own life in many ways. And so therefore, if I am to look at the magnitude of suffering, all I can do is just my own life here. And so it really, I think it's a message that is profoundly hopeful, because it says that our response to global injustice is a deep, ordinary life. Or as one of my favorite authors says, it's a call to live a radically mundane life. And so it goes from out here, saying, okay, I see that, I'm aware of that, and it's so important to be aware of everything that's going on, because we can learn from that, and we can feel from that. But if I want to respond and love that, I need to know this and care for it. And so, George, right, as you have brought us back, is that maybe what underpins all of these concerns is the connection that we have to here and to now. And again, what it is that we share is, well, we're all pulled down into this earth. There's a really strong gravitational force that physically connects us always to every other creature in the world. I find that a really amazing thought, and I love to think about that. When I get out of the bed in the morning and I put my feet down, and I can actually think that I am physically connected to everybody in the world. But I don't know, I'm going on a tangent, but it just makes me really excited to share that with you. But what's the difference between approaching the crises that we have today from a place of paralysis or from a place of fear versus approaching it from a place of dedication and simplicity.